Photo by Kim Dowson. Well, it's been one hell of a ride, hasn't it? From COVID to natural disasters and just about everything in between, 2021 has not been a good year for most of us. We've struggled, we've lost, we've become divided. It's said you can see people for who they really are when a crisis hits. How true that is. Here's the thing though. When you strip everything away, material goods, cultural differences, political differences, social differences and so on. We are all the same, we are all connected. We all have families and friends who we love and who love us. We are all the same inside and we all want the same things in life, correct? The past year has forced some of us to see the world through a different lens. Yes, it has been hard for some, and that's why it's important to be there for each other, to lean on each other and to let others lean on you. This isn't a time to be greedy or selfish. This isn't a time for division. This isn't a time for hatred and accusatory tones. A crisis should bring people together. We are stronger together. Imagine you found out today you only had a month to live. What would be most important to you? Material things or life experiences and relationships? When we are about to leave this world, your house, your car, your things, is that what's on your mind? Or is it a reflection of what you did with your life? Do you want to leave this world all alone or do you want to be with the people who mean the most to you? George Carlin once said, "We have multiplied our possessions but reduced our values. We talk too much, love too seldom, and hate too often. We've learned how to make a living but not a life. We've added years to life, not life to years." The North American way of life is one of the unhealthiest of lifestyles. We weren't born to work 9 to 5 so someone else could have a nice life. We aren't here to have it all while shaming those who don't. Material wealth doesn't mean a thing. Looking back over the past 2 years, I survived a COVID hospitalization and a further 2 months of recovery for my daughter and me. I survived an injury that put me out of commission again, just 3 months after recovering from COVID. We've survived floods, heat domes and blizzards. Endured financial challenges, even a broken heart. It hasn't been easy, but the key word here is survived. I could have given up at any time and there were times I nearly did. I could have wasted days feeling sorry for myself, remaining stagnant as I had for so long. Not moving forward, not growing, just being. I had a choice to make. Was I going to feel sorry for myself, continue dying a little each day? Or was I going to use these experiences as an opportunity to make a change? I did a lot of growing this past year. I got my ass up off the couch, started taking better care of myself and stopped giving too much of myself away. I started leaning on my friends more and made a point to be there when they needed to lean on me. I challenged myself, overcame it all, and I'm better for it. I'm now doing the things I was always meant to do. I'm not making money, but I'm happy and I am grateful for all of those experiences, as tough as they were. Uncertainty can be unnerving. No one knows what the future holds. You could die tomorrow, or the next day, or the day after that. The angry ones are just scared, confused or misinformed. No one wants to deal with this shit, so some of us look for anything to hold on to, even if it doesn't make sense logically. It begs the question, do you really want to waste your life being hateful and angry? What does it do for you? What do you get out of it? I spent the majority of my life being angry and all it did was make me sick. There was no benefit for anyone, and I lost a lot of time to it. Life became a whole lot better once I changed my perspective on things, my health even started to improve. It's not easy to practice compassion, but once you start, there's no stopping. It's a beautiful thing and it's in all of us. Well, maybe not all of us, but most of us anyway. Some can still be saved. My point is, we are all members of the human race, and we are, like it or not, in this together. It's okay to have differences, but be respectful of those differences, be patient, be compassionate. And if that doesn't work, then just turn and walk away. Some will get it and some won't, so it's best to leave the ones who don't get it to themselves. Don't argue with angry people, try not to take things personally. It's a challenge for me too. And even if you make a mistake, we're human, so forgive yourself and just keep trying your best. That's all we can ever do. Let's welcome 2022 with a new perspective. Let's face it, the world as we know it has changed and it has changed for good, so you either accept it and adapt or drown in the loss. It is all truly up to you. Tell your friends and your loved ones how much they mean to you, don't be afraid to express yourself. Stay as positive as you can despite it all, because unless the world blows up tomorrow, it can't get any worse than this. Let's make the most out of our lives, and I'm not talking about material bullshit. Where you live, where you work, the money you make, or don't make, the things you have or don't have, they're all meaningless. It's the people and the experiences that matter most. It's how you live, not what you live in. You don't own a house? A car? Do you have to rely on others to get through? There's nothing wrong with that. We shouldn't be judging people based on social status and material possessions. Most people are in debt anyhow, even the ones with the nice houses. Possessions don't mean shit when we're leaving this world. I see the future as challenging, absolutely, but I also see it as a chance to change for the better. To learn to accept our differences and live peacefully amongst each other regardless is what I hope for. A big hope, I know, but it's plausible. To help each other when we need it instead of just thinking of ourselves, and to be more compassionate towards one another. I've been in places where I've witnessed customers abusing service workers. Cashiers, servers, store clerks, they put up with a lot of shit. And it isn't just once a day, it's several times a day, every day. I see them, not smiling, not really wanting to be there because they're expecting it from everyone. It's a sad thing to see someone beaten down by strangers. By the time they're finished serving me, though, they're smiling again, and it's not because of my charm. It's something so simple anyone can do it. When they say to you, "How are you today?" instead of just answering and going on about your business, ask them how they're doing too. Make eye contact and smile, listen to what they say to you. That's all it takes to make someone feel appreciated, and what happens next? They pass that on to the next person, and that person passes it on to another, and on it goes. Do you see where I'm going with this? Let's welcome 2022 with a new perspective, a smile, and a little more compassion. One good deed goes a long way to making this world a better place for us all. Let's spread love instead of hate and see how beautiful life can really be. Let's help each other instead of competing with each other. Be patient, be kind, be open-minded. Teach each other, learn from one another, and take care of the ones who struggle. This is our chance to make it better. Don't let the last 2 years fade away without having learned anything. It's never too late. Even if you've missed the boat, there'll be another along soon enough. Live and let live, be and let be, love and be loved. Adapt to the changes instead of resisting them, and if you're scared, just ask for help, it's there. If you're lonely or you just want to talk to someone, reach out. The world is bigger than just our neighborhoods, our cities, our countries. Humans are everywhere. So let's all just be human together, shall we? Be well, and may 2022 be a year of progress, change, and betterment for everyone. Love and good health to all. Now go spread some smiles. Tilda Kim.